Hello, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sheila, and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we'll be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of John. This is John chapter 4, verses 43 through 54. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live," and he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. Now when I hear about this father and his son, what comes to mind is actually another father-son duo of Abraham and Isaac. It's not exactly a parallel story, but both of these men are tested in their faith with regard to the life of their son. And I'm particularly thinking of when he's on his way back. The father has heard what Jesus said. It says he believed what Jesus said to him, that his son will live, and then he left. But apparently it takes a whole day before he meets his slaves and he has confirmation that that has really happened. And in the same way, Abraham is being asked to offer his son when he has been told by the Lord that through this son will come the promise that he will be a father to many nations. And in the same way, both men are called to trust the word of the Lord, but there's a gap. There's a length of time where that promise has not been fulfilled, has not come to pass. And we can imagine that this father on his way back probably was tempted to doubt and was hit with thoughts of wondering if this was really going to happen, wondering if maybe my son has already died. Maybe I shouldn't have left home. Maybe Jesus isn't who he says he is. Maybe he is, but he doesn't want to heal my son. All of the different worries and thoughts and temptations that can come in when we're in that place of hearing the promise, but not yet seeing it fulfilled. And yet in both cases, we see that God is faithful and that these men are showing great faith in continuing to believe in the promise, even though they haven't seen it yet. And he comes and gets his confirmation, hearing that at exactly the point that Jesus said that his son would live, that it came to pass. And because of that confirmation, he and his whole household are then confirmed in their faith. But it's that seed of faith that is already there in him to come to Jesus and to believe in it and to hold on to that before he has seen it come through. And that's the kind of faith that we want to have, is the faith that comes to the Lord with our needs, that trusts him and trusts even when we haven't yet seen what we're desiring come to pass. And if we need help in believing that, we can look at the love of God the Father, who sent his son to die for us. Because it's only through the suffering and death and the resurrection of Jesus that this man's son is able to have life. It's only through Jesus giving up his life, which this man doesn't even know yet, but it's only through that that we are able to receive healing and that we are able to receive life and that ultimately the gift of eternal life that Jesus opens for us and gives to us through his death, through his suffering, and through the gift to himself. So we pray to have that faith and to recognize that love that God has for us. Again, this has been a reflection on the Gospel of John chapter 4. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events we offer here, please visit us at damascus.net. And thanks so much to St. Gabriel Radio. God bless.